This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Women Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and Mayfield Florists.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt, and I'm not here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey's ill.
He is ill. He's got, like, the bird flu or something.
You know, there's been a lot of people that have been
N1H1.
Ill. Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he's not here with us.
Yeah, he's living in his van down by the river at the moment. Yeah, so condolences... Best wishes.
Best wishes go to Jeff.
And hope he feels better. But we are sitting here, George Jensen and I.
Hola, Tucson.
Are sitting here celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And George, maybe, you are sort of the perennial Jeff substitute.
That's exactly right, Fred.
It's like you are the Splenda of Jeff.
From the little yellow bag. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
So let's just remind folks who you are real quick.
So I own Jensen Consulting, and my primary position in life is I'm a software designer. So I built the electronic companion to the Fred and Jeff Show, where you can go right now to fredandjeff.com to hear all the past shows and to read up about all our guests and see important web links to all of their things. So I'm a software designer, basically.
Yeah, you know, the cool thing about the website, we have actually done a little bit of upgrading to some degree. We're now adding, you know, we talk about all these great stuff, all the great stuff going on in Tucson and in Southern Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have an intern who goes out and...
She's kind of doing woman on the street
interviews. Yeah, she is doing woman on the street, talking to folks at different events. So the last thing we posted, it should be up this today, or should have been up before today, but...
You're behind?
Well, yeah. She goes, I gave her a little digital tape recorder,
mm-hmm.
and she goes out and does the interviews. And then 2 weeks later, she comes by and so I can download the files.
Maybe she should, learn how to email those or something.
Maybe.
I'm just saying in this day and age that.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
But we're helping her along. She's a great asset to the company or to the.
Fabulous. And you have a really good track record with interns at the Fred and Jeff Show. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. The last one we had is now working some sweet cush job at HBO.
Fabulous. So
yeah.
You're the springboard, the Tucson springboard.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't get a free subscription out of them. But at least our interns are doing well.
My understanding is you have a free subscription because you pirated on your mom and
dad. What?
The FCC did not hear that.
Yeah. Okay. So this is Fred Jeff Show. Thank you, George. This is your last time being on Fred Jeff Show.
I knew there was a way to do that.
You would have done it sooner. So, we want you to go to fredjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. And you could even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes. Now, this is something that I keep on reminding people of, and it drives Jeff nuts. Because he hasn't done it yet, and I don't think he will. But OSIRIS-REx,
mm-hmm.
which is a little spaceship being built and with the help of the University of Arizona,
mm-hmm.
is going to be flying pretty soon to an asteroid named Bennu. And if you want, you can go to theplanetarysociety.com or .org, and you can have your name placed on OSIRIS-REx as it travels.
Yeah, you told me about that, and I did it.
Yeah.
My name is on OSIRIS-REx.
Yeah, so is mine. So I have certificate number 31151.
I didn't keep my certificate.
Oh, look how you are. Yeah, someday my great-great-grandchildren
I'm cavalier about these important things. I apologize.
Wow, Fred's name is, Grandpa's name is floating around in space.
There you go.
Just like him. Just floating. Floating. So if you want to do that, head to planetarysociety.org. And actually, you can listen about the OSIRIS-REx program on one of the old podcasts from Fred and Jeff.
Fabulous.
Probably
find it just by searching for OSIRIS on the website.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
February 15th, a couple weeks, actually next weekend, the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus is having their classic concert series. February 15th is at Our Mother of Sorrows Church, and Sunday the 16th is at Ascension Lutheran Church It's directed by Julian Ackerley. And if you've never seen the Ambassadors in Blue Jeans, this is a great opportunity because they'll be singing some really nice classic tunes. They won't be singing any Beatles. It'll be like Bach. But it's always great to see those kids. They're really talented.
Yeah, there's something Tucson we should all be very proud of.
Yeah. Coming up Tuesday is Happy Tuesdays at the Loft Cinema. And this week is Mike Stirner doing his Tell Me Something Good shtick.
Yeah, you're a big fan. You make it to most Tuesdays.
Oh, I do. Yeah, this is sort of experimental comedy. It's free out at the Loft Theater in the back patio. And Mike is just a very talented comedian.
Terrific.
He actually wrote for Bill Maher back in the day. So now he's bringing quality entertainment to Tucson.
And you can't beat the price.
You cannot beat the price. Now, George, I know I've been trying to talk you into this, and maybe we can get a commitment live on air.
But maybe not.
But on March 29th, the Fred and Jeff Show is putting together a team for the Hard Charge televised obstacle mission.
Yeah, see, I can't wait to read about that after it's done.
4 miles, 20 obstacles, and a lot of mud. And if you want to participate, and this actually supports the Children's Miracle Network here in Tucson, which is based out of TMC. If you want to join Fred and Jeff, send me an email at fred@fredandjeff.com, and we'll get you all set up to get as dirty as you want.
Join the team and get dirty, and I'll
for the Hard Charge event.
I'll be happy to congratulate you all later.
Yeah, and we want to thank our buddy Brian Chumler at X Racewear. Marathon to Mud Run. He's got some awesome marathon clothing. It has these little pouches where you can shove your number, so
nice.
You don't have to worry about pinning it or losing it or anything else. It's really cool.
Nice. This is kind of sweeping the country. It seems like everybody's involved in some sort of Warrior Dash, Mud Run,
Hard Charge,
5K, 6K, Hard Charge. There's
Brian actually wants me. He's working on me to do the Tough Mudder.
Oh, now that's really a pretty tall.
Yeah, which I believe is about 10 miles, and you get electrocuted at some point.
Always nice.
Yeah, so I'm working my way up.
It tase you partway through?
I started at a 5K. I'm now at a 4 mile, and now I'm working to the 10 mile so I can get shocked.
Nice.
Yeah, so speaking of getting shocked, I don't know. I'm always trying to work out a good segue, but that wasn't a good one. Oh, actually, if you get shocked, there's fire. When there's fire, there's pyro blaze.
All right, perfect segue. Ready. Well, you really had to work at that. You could have just said, in the studio with us today are Metal Maiden and Pyro Blaze from Tucson Roller Derby.
Well, you just did that for me. Thank you, George.
I have to say I liked Fred's better.
It was a really nice lead-in.
But either way.
All right, ladies. So we are back at formerly Roller Blade.
Formerly Blade World.
Blade World.
Now
Blade
it's the Tucson Indoor Sports Center.
Yeah, that's where it all began.
Where's that located? It's 1065 West Grant.
Okay.
So that's Grant 910.
Yeah.
Right.
Basically, it's a really big crowd-pleasing, fan-pleasing venue.
Terrific.
I've never batted there.
I batted there for years. It's when Tucson Roller Derby started back in 2003, this is where it all began. And it's really kind of exciting. Fans loved this place. We're really happy to bring that back to them.
Say, does this bring you closer to your fan base, really?
It does. It's actually we're a lot more centrally located, which is fantastic, easier for fans to get to.
About Grant and I-10 area, right?
Yeah, right, Grant and I-10. There used to be the old movie theater right there. It was one of the Century Gateways that closed down, but there's the Sonic across the street from the slaughterhouse. And it's really, really fun. I'm actually really excited. We had our first practice back there last weekend, and it just felt fantastic. It's got this feel about it that is just—it's just old school derby. It's awesome.
Yeah, that was the first place where I saw Tucson Roller Derby, and I was sitting in the corner of the track with a camera, and almost got pummeled a couple of times from girls sliding.
I have
sliding
landed
in the corners.
Into several laps.
Well, now you're going to be in an even, and you're going to have an opportunity to be in an even bigger danger zone because we have bumpers now, and we can actually fit fans even closer
right
to the action.
That's sweet.
They're great.
Absolutely awesome.
Another thing that we're doing that's really cool is we're offering VIP seating in the team bench boxes. So the teams, it's a hockey rink, so they have these benches, I guess, you know, the boxes for the hockey players. We're actually selling seats in the boxes right behind us.
Now, is that more or less dangerous than sitting on one of the corners?
It's probably a lot more dangerous.
A lot more dangerous.
I'm just joking. Where's the sweetheart?
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
it doesn't hurt.
You need to sit in the corner.
To watch.
It's like, you know, when I go to a hockey game, I would like sitting glass level. Right where the pucks can come and hit you.
Bam!
Well, I think that's part of the joy of it. Is the element of
part
danger.
Of the joy. Now, who's playing this? The bout's coming up on the
15th.
On the 15th.
15th of February. This is going to be the Tucson Saddle Tramps versus the NAZRD, which is Prescott's team, the Whiskey Rollers.
And the Saddle Tramps are Tucson's travel team.
Yes.
Now, when are we going to see the home teams playing? Because the last bout was the Saddle Tramps playing the ungodly women from up north.
We do have, our season, last season was incredibly long. Our season, I think it went like a year and a half. The home teams are all part of the Arizona State Conference, State Roller Derby Conference. And so we've actually all, both Blaze and myself, have already played home team games. We played last month on the 28th, 25th, up in Phoenix. But we have several games scheduled down here. Do you have the schedule?
I think that the 15th of March.
Is that a home bout?
Yeah, that's
that might be Bandoleras, actually.
Is it Bandoleras?
I know you're playing a lot, but not home.
Yeah, we do have several games set up, like I said, for here also. I don't have the schedule with me.
Something to remember.
Yeah, or yes, TucsonRollerDerby.com.
You can check us out on Facebook also.
And something to remember is that the travel teams are comprised of members of the home teams.
They're like
who
all-stars.
Are just great skaters, really dedicated, really fun to watch.
It's actually really cool. So I've been on the home teams, obviously, you know, since 2006, I'm sorry. And I'm the captain of the Copper Queens. And I've been skating with the Saddle Tramps since my first season. And it's fantastic because with the home teams, you definitely have a little bit of a rivalry. But it's great because then we have our travel team and I get to travel with these girls. We get to play with people that we don't normally play with on a regular basis. And it's a lot of fun. And then the cool thing about the travel teams, too, home is great because we have our three home teams, the Furious Truck Stop Waitresses, the Copper Queens, and the Vice Squad.
That's my team. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's your team.
That's my team.
Going to make a Copper Queen believer out of you. But no, I love the Vice Squad. But the really cool thing about the Saddle Tramps or the Bandoleras playing is we actually get Tucson to kind of gather around, and you're not just supporting home team, you're supporting Tucson. We're playing these, you know, sometimes out-of-state teams, often actually, every time, usually at least out-of-town teams. And so it's really cool because Tucson just kind of rallies behind their Tucson team,
absolutely.
Which is, it's awesome.
Yeah, if we can keep the jammers out of the penalty box, we can do a lot better.
That was a bit of a problem last game, but might be the first time I've ever had a game where I didn't go to the penalty box and not a jammer. So.
Yeah. And, you know, we have a halftime show. We have a local stomp troupe, the Yay J Squad, and we're going to have an after party right there at Blade World to kind of celebrate. Great, okay. We're back. So
sweet. Now
it's gonna be really.
Let
fun.
Us know who the charity is, the date and time one more time, and then we're gonna take a break.
All right, our charity is Ride for Reading, and what they do is they collect books and they deliver them via bicycle to schools. So children who have maybe never had books before are going to get a chance to own a book and kind of discover that joy of reading. So what we're doing is we're asking for gently used books. Children's books for school-aged children at the door. We'll give you a TRD sticker of your choice, and then we're collecting them for Ride for Reading, who's going to take them and donate them to schools via bicycle.
Sweet.
Locally.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Now, the game is on the 15th?
The game is on the 15th.
So it's at 6:30.
First whistle at 7:30. You can buy tickets at brownpapertickets.com or from a skater. They're $10 in advance, and kids under 10 are free, and what we're doing first time is if you are 12 to 17, that awkward age, you get in for only $5. So it's a real fun family event.
We're really excited.
Yeah, it is a lot of family fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sweet. So Tucson Roller Derby on the 15th, we'll probably be there.
Very good.
That's great. We always love to see you.
Yeah.
Buy a Copper Queen shirt.
No.
You're going to have a hard time getting Fred away from Vice.
Yeah, that's
Fred loves Vice.
That's true.
We can just leave it at that.
Back in the day when I was on the council, I was the vice mayor. And I used to tell people I was the mayor of Vice. So with that little tidbit, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back with Fred and Jeff Show. This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my perennial co-host, George Jensen.
Hola, Tucson.
And we send out our well wishes to Jeffrey, who is
in a unnamed location, recovering from the la gripe.
Yeah, the I'd say it's bird flu.
Bird flu.
N1H1?
Yeah.
H1N1?
Way to elevate his case.
Yeah, so he's...
The CDC is probably circling now.
Well, yeah. Yeah. They tagged him. He's on a monitor.
Nice.
So this is Fred
Jeff.
That's
what that ankle bracelet is that he wears.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we tell people.
Mm-hmm.
So it had nothing to do with law enforcement
at all. No.
It's his health. All about his health. So this is the Fred and Jeff Show. We invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to this Tome of Wisdom and Entertainment on iTunes. And, George, we're sitting here celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And what better way to celebrate our culture than to have some poets in the house.
Poets in the house. And I got to tell you, Fred, this is the contrast we have today is what I love, because we've had the roller derby in, and now we've got the poets. And they have more in common than they have apart. But one of the things they have in common is they're facets of Tucson, and Tucson's got lots of facets. And so that's one of the great things about the Fred and Jeff Show, is that we expose some of these facets. And yeah, for one, I've been exposed to a lot of things that I've not normally been able to immerse myself in or get involved in as much, just because of the great guests we have on our show.
Yeah, you know what's cool is that we get a lot of email from people thanking us for letting them know that something was going on, something they've never heard of or mm-hmm. never thought that they would go check out, and then yeah. they go and check it out and yeah. and just discover another
wonderful
aspect.
So it's exposure of a facet, and most of the facets we're exposing to have been around a lot longer than people give them credit for.
Or even, yeah, yeah, that's very true.
And Tucson Poetry Festival, and Tucson, the poets here, that really says a lot, so.
Yeah, so we have Matthew Connolly, who's the executive director of the Tucson Poetry Festival, and he's joined at the moment by Ander Munson, who's an author, and I have a note that says he is responsible for a number of paraphernalia.
We're going to get more
decoder
into that.
Wheels and
yeah,
so
Ander
on.
Ander also teaches at the University of Arizona. Teaches in the English department.
Very so, nice. So welcome, guys.
Yep, thanks. You.
Glad to be here.
Nice and close.
So let's talk about the Tucson Poetry Festival, because I think a certain number of people certainly know about the Poetry Center on campus,
mm-hmm.
And that's been there for a long time. And it's sort of like a storehouse of a lot of mental, intellectual, fun stuff, but the Poetry Festival, maybe not so much familiarity.
Yeah, the Poetry Festival is one of the oldest and most prestigious festivals in the country, and it's right here in Tucson. We started in 1981. This year will be our 31st year. We've taken a few years off here and there. But this year will be our 31st year, and we've hosted Nobel Prize winners, Pulitzer Prize winners, National Book Award winners, brought them right here to Tucson, gather them around a theme. This year the theme is Poetry at Play. Our mission is to expand the audience for contemporary poetry, so all of our events are free of charge. We bring the highest caliber writers in. We get them together with community members around a theme, and everyone goes to work and has fun, and it's really, really unique.
So let's go back to the beginning, 1981. What was sort of the genesis of the festival?
Well, I just talked to one of the founders yesterday, and they wanted to have a festival that would bring in the best of the best international and national writers, and pair them with local writers and get them together around a concept and have them work together. And they also wanted to open it up to the community and make it accessible to everyone so that people could come in and not just see a featured reading where this, you know, great artist is up on stage reading to a crowd, but also to have conversations between these great artists and anyone in the community, with poets panels, with dinners where everyone sits around and talks. So it's really a community event. And that was very important to the founders, and we are continuing that tradition
so
today.
The notion is then it sort of started off as workshops, essentially.
Yes, something a little bit more, right, than I'm sitting here looking at this artist up on a stage who I could never interact with because they're so famous. Bringing everyone to the same level, and then workshops and conversations and panels where not just the community members feel like this is a special community, because it is, and Tucson has one of the most vibrant literary communities in the country. It rivals anyone. But also where the artists themselves feel that for a weekend, they are also a member of the literary community here in the Old Pueblo. And it's really, really a special and unique event. You can't get this sort of action at other festivals in the country.
So am I correct in understanding then that there's more of a focus even on creating poetry during the weekend rather than simply going to see a performance or hear someone do a reading?
That's right. We have a theme, and our theme this year, as I said, is poetry at play. Mm-hmm. And so the artists know that they're working with that theme, and so it's right. It's almost a little bit of a challenge to the poets too. They come here, and I think that helps them really connect with the community, because suddenly everyone's working on a concept and they're working together, and it becomes a really organic and amazing
sure.
connection.
Now, is the expectation that people are going to do some homework and maybe have dashed off a poem or two to have in their back pocket before they show up, as well as the idea that they may be inspired during some of the events to write along that theme as well?
Sure. We select our artists because they fit in with the theme that we've already selected, and we let them know the theme, but we inform them, you know, especially when you're going to do your workshop and you're going to be sitting at a table with Tucson community members, you need to be presenting around this theme and make sure that you're working with people and this theme. And the community members are going to have this theme in mind too, and so they're going to be talking to you about this concept this year of play. So, and especially I think with that concept, I think this year is really going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to have a great time.
I mean, the workshops are really meant to be generative. So you come in and they're free to anyone. I mean, space available. So they come in and you can work for an hour with with a famous poet like Harriet Mullen, who's one of our headliners this year. So the idea is you don't have to have any experience. You don't have to do anything except mm-hmm. show up and be open to the experience and open to the possibility of reading and writing and conversation and creating something. Kind of doesn't matter what it is.
Sure. Now, is your presumably your target audience is somebody who either has written poetry or wants to write poetry, but is there a place for someone who is a prose writer or a lyricist or someone who can come in and find some resource or some common ground with the poets there?
Absolutely. I mean, it's all language. Mm-hmm. It's language and it's sound and it's play. I mean, that's what makes a good poem, is play with language and sound. So, I mean, I'm a poet, but I'm also a prose writer. Mm-hmm. And so we are open to anyone that is interested in language in any form.
Yeah.
And the poets we choose to bring in to the festival year in and year out they offer pretty significantly different viewpoints, and they come from different places. Some are stage performers, come from a slam background. Some are, you know, come from a little bit more of an academic background. And we want to have...
What is a slam? Is it slam?
Yeah, slam. I'll defer to Mr. Conley,
slam
who's
is,
a slammer.
Like punk poetry?
Right here. Yeah, slam.
It's kind of like roller derby for poetry.
It actually is, and that, there's another connection with it. The slam started up in Chicago in the early 90s, and there was a construction worker who was also a poet, and he'd go to poetry readings, and he thought they were monumentally boring. So he decided to start a reading that was a competition and just a few basic rules, and then have the audience judge it, and it took off, and it's become become this massive phenomena, actually a international phenomena. And it's an important development in poetry, so we like to bring in elements of the slam too, so that we have academic, we have highbrow, very high caliber work, and this is not to say that slam isn't, but then we also have people that come in that put on a show,
okay,
that have fun and connect with the audience.
We need to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to do some, I want to see you guys slam when we come back. So this is Fred and Jeff Show. We're talking about the Tucson Poetry Festival coming up, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Sun, and I say it's all right.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and 1702 Craft Pizza and Beer.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt, and I'm not here with Jeffrey. He is convalescing, and we wish him all the best.
We're hoping he gets more better.
Yes, that's right. And with us today is George Jensen.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And before the break, we were about to go fisticuffs with some slam poetry.
There'll be no fisticuffs.
verbal fisticuffs.
Verbal fisticuffs.
So we were talking about slam poetry as being this new phenomena. A relatively new phenomena in poetry circles. Can you give us just a quick... I didn't have introduced you guys. So we're talking to Matthew Connolly, who's the executive director of the Tucson Poetry Festival, and Andrew Munson, who is a local poet, a professor at the University of Arizona. So can you give us like a quick slam example?
Well, I think if you want to see a little more of a slam, some slam action, we're going to be doing this versus event coming up tonight, I think, at Sky Bar.
That's right. And that's a free show at Sky Bar. We actually have three national slam poets, a gentleman from Portland, Oregon, two slam poets from Austin, Texas. We're going to get them in the Sky Bar. They're going to pick teams of local poets, and then we present them with challenges. We pull them out of the hat. It could be improv, a poem. It could be rap battle. It could be haiku death match. It could be Twinkie eating contest.
No, that's not a good challenge.
The Twinkie eating contest.
I lost that really badly.
Sounds like that doesn't involve a lot of poetry.
There's some poetry.
Oh, there's poetry. Have you had a Twinkie recently?
Can't say that I have. No. Does it inspire you to verse?
Twinkies are back.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, and we're helping to put them back on the map. And those slam poets will send one competitor. They'll fulfill the challenges. There will be poetry. There will be crazy comedy, variety. I mean, you have never seen a crowd go so crazy at a poetry event. It's phenomenal.
And that's tonight at Sky Bar. To me, as somebody who I would not call myself an aficionado of poetry, is that poetry is all about language.
That's right.
And if you are a lover of language, if you're a fan of prose, if you're a fan of song lyrics, poetry has something for you, and so tonight might be worthwhile to go see, you know, dip a toe and see what you see and expose yourself to another facet in Tucson.
That's right.
So
that's awesome, George. Do you have a poem?
That was kind of a poem.
I don't have a poem.
I want to draw a poem out of somebody today.
You should slam that.
I wrote a poem when I was in third grade.
Well, you know what?
Like a third grade.
I was doing some comedy at Laughs for a short period of time, and I had some comedy haikus.
But you can't say those on the radio.
No, I know I can't. That's an FCC issue.
You can say them at the Sky Bar.
Yeah, Sky Bar, that's open.
Yeah,
season.
Maybe. But I did notice, Matthew, in your little bio here that you are a international head-to-head haiku champion.
That's right.
So I want to hear haiku at least out of you today.
A haiku out of me today.
I'll give you a topic a little bit later for the
okay.
final segment.
Okay, all right. Yeah, give me a little time to write it. I just need about 30 seconds and right. I can... come up with a haiku like that.
No problem. Yeah. All right, so who are going to be some of the superstars we're going to see at the festival this year?
This year we have Harriet Mullen, who's one of my favorite living poets, a poet out of L.A. Natalie Diaz, who's an Arizona poet. She's going to come in and rock it. She's been great. She's read a couple times in Tucson in the last couple of years. And I mean, she's really an amazing poet. We have Javier Cavazos.
That's right. And Javier is the 2014 Poetry Society of America Chapbook Contest winner. He's kind of an unknown, but he's about to break it big. And he's really an amazing, tattooed, wild man who gets on the stage and he can go for like 10 minutes and just take you everywhere and back. And then we also have a performance poet from Canada named R.C. Wieslowski, and he's from a slam tradition, and he does these amazing soundscapes and poems. He has some poems that are, he uses nonsense. He doesn't actually speak any known language, and he'll tell a story and you follow the story.
Just by intonation and sound?
That's right. And he includes movement and stuff. He is not to be missed. He's really an unusual artist.
Well, the old saw in communication circles is that only 8% of what we communicate is what the actual language we use, and the other 92% is tone and body language.
And he's really someone, I think, who capitalizes on that. Nice. Yeah. And we also have the mayor, Jonathan Rothschild, is going to come and read some poems.
Fabulous. Yeah. Who knew our mayor was a poet?
He's reading someone else's.
He's reading his own. He has a book of poems that's published by Chax Press, which is a local Tucson press. Book. He's going to come and kick us off on the opening night party. Which
Jonathan.
Is really odd. When you get the mayor down, right, to kick off your event, that's pretty big.
That says something just about how literary of a town this is and how many artists and writers there are here.
Well, yeah, our mayor, we have the Festival of Books coming up. Our mayor's a poet. The Tucson Poetry Festival is over 30 years old. Yeah, Tucson is very much a words town.
Yeah.
So,
And it's important. I don't think we've said this yet, but just so the audience knows, it's April 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
That's good to know.
Yeah, we'll go over that a few times.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
So who pays for this thing? I mean, it's free and open to the public. Anyone can show up.
There's got to be money that needs to be spent. Where do you get it?
Oh, well, we have Bill Wetzel coming up to the mic to tell us.
Hello. Yeah, what we're doing is we're having a fundraiser on hatchfund.org, and it's you can just do a search on it. It'll be under Tucson Poetry Festival.
We'll also link to it from the site or the Fred and Jeff site.
And what we're doing is we're trying to raise a minimum of $10,000, and our maximum is like right around $17,000. But we're starting with, you can donate as little as a dollar, but we start with exclusive perks right around $25. Like you get a sticker, then we keep going up, like you get T-shirts and posters as it goes up, like $50 to $100. I think what's really important for the community, even though the events are free, the workshops are, like, for example, Natalie Diaz is an American Book Award winner, and Harriet Mullen's like a National Book Award finalist. Those workshops will probably fill up fast, even though they're free. So if you donate $75, you can get a guaranteed spot in the workshop. If you donate $250, you can get a guaranteed spot in all four workshops, and you get to choose that perk with your donation on the site. And we have several more options. Like if you're a high level donor, you can get VIP status with a $2,000 donation. And we have actually had one of those. You get an invitation to the poet's dinner. You get an invitation to all the workshops. And one of the things that we've done with that is if you give $2,000 and you choose your perk, because you already get everything, basically, an invitation to everything. You can get, if you choose your perk to be the $250 workshops and donate that, we'll give it away to like a needy poet. For example, our last donor that did that for us, I donated it to a Tahana Autumn poet who wouldn't have otherwise been able to go without that.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity for the community to support us. We receive grants, but we really can't do this without community support. And, you know, it feels so great. And it's an opportunity for the community to get involved and to help us out and to keep us vital and strong. And, you know, the if you went to this festival in another city in the country, you know, go to a Harriet Mullen reading, go to a Natalie Diaz workshop, sit in on a conversation where everyone's talking about a theme, attend the Poets Dinner, you would expect to pay $250 maybe minimum for a festival pass. Our events are free. You can come to them all free of charge, but the event's not free to produce. You know, you donate $50, you donate $100, you're saving a lot of money, and yet you're still getting all of this value. And it helps us be able to keep this event free for young poets who maybe don't have a lot of disposable income, or maybe someone who's kind of down on their luck, maybe they're having trouble finding a job, whatever, and they could really benefit from some poetry in their life. They can walk in and they can hear some amazing poems by some international artist, and that's made possible by the community support that keeps us going and keeps us vital.
Now, will you be able to donate at each of the events? Will there be an opportunity there? If you just show up, you decide on the spur of the moment, hey, I'm going to go to the Versus tonight, will there be somebody there that would take your donation?
Yes, there will. We would never turn down money for the festival.
Spoken like a true artist.
That's right. And well, we're a nonprofit. We don't make money. We don't have overhead. We don't have
drawing a salary out of this.
That's right. That's right. It all goes to producing the highest quality festival in Tucson.
Well, I think what you said earlier, there are some people out there that probably need this but can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people out there that probably want this and have no problem affording it. So if you're in that category, do offer some support.
Yes.
Because, cool. You know, that's really what makes these things happen. And if you're in the category, if you need it and you can't afford it, please show up. We need your support, and we need to be there whether you can make a donation or not.
That's
awesome.
Right.
So we're going to have the link on the website, fredjeff.com, where you can donate.
Where you can donate online.
So we're going to take our last break of the hour.
We'll come back.
The word is myrrh.
Myrrh.
The resin, the balm.
Yes.
So when we come back, we're going to hear some impromptu haiku.
With Frankenstein and myrrh.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. We'll be back in a minute. This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Estate Garden, the Flight Grill at Pima Air and Space Museum, and PETA Jungle.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with George Jensen.
Hola, Tucson.
While my dear little brother Jeffrey convalesces.
It's good to be here, though. I like to pop in on the show now and then. Add my 2 cents.
Well, we appreciate those 2 cents because
they're worth every bit of it.
They're worth we collect every penny we can. and we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful. And in studio with us are some folks who make Tucson wonderful: Ander Munson, Matthew Connolly, and Bill Wetzel. Matthew is the executive director of the Tucson Poetry Festival, and the other guys are just hanging out with him, I think.
Able-bodied minions.
My underlings, yes.
The minions.
His entourage. Now, before the break, we had mentioned in the last segment that Matthew is the 2005 International Head-to-Head Haiku Champion. So he got the luxury of our commercial break to come up with some haiku based on the word myrrh. Frankincense, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Yeah, it seems like a holiday thing, which is pretty weird for the second week of February.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah, bring on the myrrh.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you got?
Okay, so I've got one written down, and then I'll do one on the fly.
Okay.
So the one I wrote down is, bring us 2 servings of balm, and we'll all sit around and murmur.
Oh, nice.
Okay, bad pun. Okay.
We were just talking on the break about how puns are the sometimes the lower form.
No, and that's right. That's right. What I went for, right?
Never do wrong.
Nobody goes lower than Matthew.
And you know the another one just impromptu could be poetry can act as myrrh on the soul of a disadvantaged person.
I didn't count the syllables, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought I saw you. Okay.
No. Yeah, I can't even count my fingers.
I can't count haikus. If it sounds haikuish, it's a haiku. As far
that's
as
right.
I'm
if it doesn't go on too long,
if you go
long,
one or two above and beyond, I think you're in a haiku territory.
So, yeah. So the reason we have a master haiku poet in the house is on April 3rd, 4th, and 5th in the Old Pueblo, we have the, I guess, 31st? Annual
31st
year.
Yes, XXXI.
For the Tucson Poetry Festival here in Tucson. Now, there's an event tonight at Sky Bar on 4th Avenue.
Right. And that's at 7 p.m. Versus variety show. Teams of poets fulfill challenges that stretch the limits of sanity. Come out to that really fun. And Sky Bar is a great place. Drink special. Happy hour prices all night. So it'll be a really wild and fun show.
Fabulous. Yeah, it's only 4 blocks from home.
That is only 4 blocks.
So you can stumble home.
So I can stumble home. Yeah. It's been done before.
So, but the actual festival is in April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So next month, January, February, March. No, 2 months.
2 months.
We're getting people geared up for this. All the events are at Hotel Congress.
All events at Hotel Congress, yep.
And it's just going to be a phenomenal time.
It's going to be a great time and a lot of fun. Poetry at Play, it's really going to be a blast.
Now let's talk about poetry at Play.
Mm-hmm.
Is play a common theme for poems?
Well, play is something that I think all poets employ to create their compositions. You know, playing with language, playing with ideas, presenting things in new ways takes a little bit of innovation, right, and imagination. And those are some of the key elements in play. And, you know, a question I've gotten a few times is, oh, poetry at Play, is that so it's just all going to be yuck, yuck, yuck? And, you know, play is sometimes pretty serious business, right? You work out some pretty major ideas when you're involved at Play sometimes. So it's not just all going to be a yuck fest, although we're going to have a ton of fun, but I think it's going to be really, really illuminating and challenging for our poets and our community.
Now, the thing that's going to be interesting are these workshops.
Yeah.
Because the theme of poetry at Play in a workshop setting, you really will see people playing and working out this theme.
That's right. And it's, you know, you'll have a chance to play and to work with poets who won national awards. And, you know, a little pitch I think I'd make is that R.C. Wieslowski workshop, the Canadian performance guru who works with nonsense language and movement. I think that one's going to be really
wild.
That has
kind of a Dr. Seuss-like vibe going to it when he started talking about the way he uses nonsense language.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, those workshops are they're a great opportunity to really work at a very common level with, you know, this amazing artist and accomplish some really great things.
Yeah. Now, the last segment, Bill was talking about how the crowdfunding opportunity to get a secured spot in a workshop. But if I'm just, you know, John Q. Public wandering off the street, how do I get myself a seat for the workshops?
Well, the workshops are on Saturday from 12 to 4 at Hotel Congress, and you just show up.
Yeah, and probably be there early would be my guess.
I would be there early because those are always kind of a hot item at the festival, and they fill up quick. That's why we're offering guaranteed slots through our fundraiser, because we think that'll be very attractive for people. People know they'll have a spot. But anyone, they're free, and so once we fill that room, you know, first spots go to the reserves, and then once we fill up that room, then it's closed, and then everyone gets down to work and gets pretty wild.
Nice.
Now, I assume that we have these world-class poets coming to our community. When are the readings scheduled?
The readings are Friday and Saturday night from 7 to 10, and we're going to have the two features, two out-of-town poets each night. Then we'll actually have a reprise of the Versus. We're going to have this variety show competition at the festival itself for a little while. Once 10 o'clock comes on Friday night, we're having a rock show We bands to be announced on Saturday night. We're having a dance party. Some DJs will break out the records, and all the poets and all the community members and the board members will get down and let loose. And
I suspect there will be some of the normal Friday and Saturday Hotel Congress crowd that's just surprised to find you all there too.
Yeah, I think so. And probably surprised that, oh wow, we didn't know poets were so wild and fun and crazy.
Yeah. We never met Whitman.
And also on Thursday is when we'll have the locals only event, and that'll be that's when Mayor Rothschild will be reading, and a lot of the board members and a few other local luminaries, and that'll be a blast too.
Awesome.
Excellent.
I want to come by and read my comedy haiku.
I think you should do
it. It's themed on the topic of tequila. So,
oh sure, I get myrrh and you get tequila.
Tequila.
He's a cruel man. All right, guys. Well, so we've been talking to Andrew Munson, Matthew Connolly, and Bill Wetzel about the Tucson's the Poetry Festival coming up in April. Tonight, go to Sky Bar on 4th Avenue and enjoy some real fun activities there with poetry. George, this coming Friday is a special day in the lives of people all over the country. So it's a Hallmark holiday.
It is.
It's Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh, it's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. So we encourage you all to visit or call our friends, the Coleman family at Mayfield Florist, and make sure
get some roses for your significant other
for your Valentine. And to help out, the first person who sends me a line of prose at fred@fredandjeff.com.
Prose or poetry? Do you want verse?
Let's have verse. Yeah, I think it's a little poetry. A little
of course,
poem.
If it's one line, it's prose or poetry.
You send me some words that rhyme.
They don't have to rhyme.
I know they don't have to rhyme, but I want rhyme.
Okay.
I want rhyme this time. So if you send me a line at fred@fredandjeff.com.
It has to be original, too.
Yeah, I don't want to see any Dr. Seuss. But if you send it to fred@fredandjeff.com, you'll get a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield, and you also get a $25 gift card to 1702, so you can get a little pizza
and roses
and craft beer.
How much happier can you get?
Not much. So, George, thanks for sitting in, standing in for
thanks
Jeff.
For having me.
And we will see you all next week on the Fred and Jeff Show.
You make things a lot of